The fashion industry has seen some changes during the pandemic, with many events and shows happening in alternative environments and designers having to adapt. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Vincent Kwan, Associate Professor at the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York. Good afternoon, Vincent.
Good afternoon, Liz.
How has the fashion industry changed this year around COVID-19? I'm sure there are many answers to that, so go for it.
Well, much like the consumer, you know, the fashion industry has pivoted to digital. The digital domain upon which we have to rely on at this point is 100% pure, because we need to stay there until we are free and clear of this lousy pandemic. I say lousy because I'm a little tired of it. I think we all are.
And, you know, something that I have seen since early on in the pandemic is consumers being marketed comfy clothes. Hey, look at our new line of comfy clothes, elastic waistbands on everything, flats versus heels. What are you seeing?
Well, we're seeing a lot of that, obviously, because of the work-from-home edicts that have, you know, risen around the world and continued. But I'm cautiously optimistic about fourth quarter of 2021. And here's my thinking, that the with the onset of the vaccine coming out, and there should be enough, at least in the U.S., by that time for a majority of the population to be vaccinated, if they so choose, I think there will be a change in more formal tailored looks for the fourth quarter and holiday season. It will give the consumer an opportunity, and the fashion industry, to pivot back to being a little more social from head to toe.
All right, now let's talk about manufacturing, because many a lot of the clothes that we buy here in the U.S. are made somewhere else in the world. Were things thrown out of whack because of the pandemic?
Oh, for sure. What we realized was that the supply chain was inherently globalized to a detriment, because once one country shut down, it caused a ripple or domino effect throughout the entire supply chain, such that you couldn't produce finished goods on time, even if you were missing a component or two. So it awakened the industry to realize that not necessarily does a global supply chain benefit the brand in the long run.
Now, at certain times during the pandemic, people were allowed to go in-person shopping in stores, but there's a lot of online shopping. Do you think people are going to shift a lot of their dollars to the online? Will people be back in the stores? What do you see moving forward?
I see a gradual, you know, movement back to physical. You know, when we talk physical retail versus digital, physical still has many advantages. You still can't touch digitally, right? Touch a fabric, touch an item, see its texture. You can't smell, or even if you're going out to grab something to eat, taste online. So there are some advantages to physical that have not been overcome through digital means.
Like many industries, we've seen some retailer closures. Can we expect more of this? Some of them just didn't make it.
Well, it was a sad testimonial to the pandemic that over 30-plus retailers filed for bankruptcy in 2020. And I see 2021 ebbing, because if you would have filed, you would have filed this year. And for those that continue to hang on by a thread, maybe a few more, but they will not approach the numbers that we've had in 2020, which have surpassed, for the record, 2019's figures.
All right, and as you look forward to the next year, is there a fashion trend? Is there a color story, or who knows?
Well, you know, with hopefully fall of 21 and the New York Fashion Week will be in February, we should see some interesting looks and some repeat looks, biker looks, capes, the long coat. I don't know who you're going to show the long coat or the maxi to, unless you're out there socially. But again, if the fourth quarter is going to open up like we hope it will, it will be a great opportunity for folks to celebrate and to see each other physically, and maintain some social distance, but in a more social way, so that we can, you know, enjoy, hopefully, the end of this pandemic.